It is 12:37 in Beaver Dam. You are listening to Community Comment. Here's our host, Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this afternoon in with us to talk about an upcoming race here in the spring election. Our members with the Town of Calamus, one of them is an incumbent on the Town of Calamus board. Another one is running for a seat on that board. We'll talk about just a little bit about their background, why they're running, and just their visions for the Town of Calamus overall. But I want to introduce our guests here on Community Comment before we dive into that conversation. Here immediately to my left, joining me today on the program is a candidate for the Supervisor 2 seat in the Town of Calamus, George Stegner. George, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And that's next to George, we have with us Dave Stunney. He is currently on the town board there in Calamus. He is the Supervisor 1, if I'm saying that correctly.
Stunney.
Okay, Stunney. I want to make sure I get that correct. But with us here today is Dave Stunney with the Town of Calamus Board, Supervisor 1 currently in the Town of Calamus. Dave, thank you so much also for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. So before we dive into our dialogue, I also want to note that we have reached out to the current incumbent in Supervisor 2, the Supervisor 2 seat, which is Jake Rake. We have reached out to him to join the Community Comment show to talk about the election. Have not set anything up yet. Currently also trying to get a hold of Matt Bukta. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He is the candidate challenging Dave Stunney in the Town of Calamus for his Supervisor 1 seat. Have not successfully been able to book a Community Comment yet with those gentlemen, but hopefully we can get something on the calendar in the coming weeks to talk about the race with those two individuals. But today with us is George Stegner and Dave Stunney here on Community Comment this afternoon. And I want to dive into our conversation today, focusing about our candidates here and just giving them an opportunity to provide a little bit of information about themselves. So we'll start off with George here to my left. And if you want, just introduce yourself, George, and give our listeners and viewers a little bit of background on yourself.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is George Stegner. I've lived in the Beaver Dam area all my life. I lived out in the Town of Calamus for quite a few years, moved in it. The city of Beaver Dam, and recently, about 2.5 years ago, moved back out in the Town of Calamus. Bought my uncle's farm that he had passed away, and I bought that from the family. So I'm living out there. I was on the Beaver Dam Fire Department for 27 years, so I know all about helping out in the community and what it needs to be done. One of the reasons that I'm looking to be on the town board is when I was on the fire department, a lot of times we always get told that fire scenes and stuff or people see us out in the community, hey, you guys got to say something about this to the city. And we're like, you got the opportunity to go to do it. But, you know, they said, well, you're a city employee. The city doesn't listen to the employees. Trust me. They do not listen to the employees. So, but I want to be kind of like a voice for people. Let me know what your feelings are and we'll address them, and it's got to be addressed. If you bring it up to somebody, I feel you should address it. So that's why I'm running, kind of be a voice, kind of be, you know, being off, being retired for a couple of years now after fire department, kind of always been able to help out with things. Now this would be my way that I can get back into it, is helping people out by being on the town board for the Town of Calamus and looking out for things.
Great. Thank you, George, for that information. Let's move over now to Dave here now, who's been on the Town of Calamus board now. And Dave, how long have you served on the town board there?
On the town board, this would be my fourth term over 10 years. I was off for a couple of years.
So it's you've got a bit of a history there in the Town of Calamus serving in that capacity. But I want to give you the opportunity just to give us a bit of background on who Dave is and who you are.
Okay. Well, I originate from the town of Beaver Dam. And when I was a young guy, my parents moved me and my siblings into Beaver Dam. And that's where I lived until I got married 28 years ago. Well, I got married 28 years ago. A few years later, we moved out to the Town of Calamus, where my wife originates from, And her dad was also heavily involved in the town politics. And I've always taken an interest in local politics. I don't know if George remembers it or not. We've known each other for a long time. But when lived in town yet, and in the infancy of cable TV, and I'm sure it probably still goes on, the city council meetings would be broadcast. And even as a teenager, I would watch those broadcasts and know what was going on in my city, because that interested me a lot. And I never really had the opportunity or the time to seek, let's say, a councilman office or anything. I was busy building my career, starting out that way, and just couldn't have participated. Probably 23, 24 years ago, when me and my wife moved out to her home farm, that's when I became interested in town politics and the town and the involvement and what was going on. And I became involved with helping to assist the or assist with the crafting of the current land use plan that's out in the town of Calamus. And I also became a member of the Planning Commission, much like what George serves on now. And in addition to my elected position in the town of Calamus, I also serve as the secretary and treasurer of the Columbus Rural Fire Group. And that's, we work in conjunction with the Columbus Fire Department to serve our residents more or less on the in the southern part of our township that would be covered under the Columbus Fire Department.
Yeah.
And we have a board, and there's a president and a vice president and secretary treasurer, of which I do.
Nice. Very well. Thank you, Dave, for that information. And I guess a good way to maybe I'm going to do a bad job describing it, but a good way to describe the town of Calamus is a very rural area, south here of just south here of Beaver Dam. If you take 151 south to Columbus, you'll pass through that town, right around 1,000 population, according to the last census here in for the town of Calamus. So a decent size for a pretty rural area. So a lot, right. I'm sure, important stuff comes up to the town board.
Right. If you go out to South Beaver Dam for fish, that's basically where the town of Calamus starts, right there by JJ's and by the Bell.
I'm sure a lot of people remember. Right, well, right. That'll hit.
I go into the west and parts to the east, east of 151, over very close, actually, to the Lipsick area, and where it meets up with the town of Elba and everything. But yeah, you're right. We are very rural. In fact, our land use plan is very stringent that we don't allow subdivisions.
Yeah, interesting.
You may find a subdivision or two out in our township, but those were built before our land use plan was in the place, and we just don't allow it anymore. Our tagline in the township is proud of our farming heritage, and yeah, we are.
Yeah, that's a very important, thing for a lot of people out here in our in the county itself. Just that heritage of farming here in Dodge County and Calamus is also a huge part of that as well. But I want to go back to George here, and I know you spent a moment talking about this, giving us a bit of background information about yourself. But you mentioned you really want to be a voice for the community there in Calamus. Is that kind of what you are? Led you to want to run for a seat on the town board, or what was some of the things that you noticed or saw yourself that made you decide to throw your hat in the ring and want to run?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to be a voice for the people. Just contact me. My plan is, if I get on the town board, I would like to twice a year open up the town hall, maybe a Saturday afternoon or Sunday, or maybe a night during the week, because I understand some people work second and third shift and can't come to a town board meeting, but give them a chance to come and say, hey, this is my gripe. This is what I got. I want to see or hear about. I don't agree with this, or I agree with this. What is your feelings about this? You know, let me know. I'll take it to the town board meeting, and trust me, I will. Ask Dave. I ain't afraid to speak. You know, that's what I want to do. And like I say, being under fireman for 27 years, just got used to being, you know, helping people out. And this, I kind of look at it this way, is helping people out. You know, me and Dave were talking there one day here about 2 months ago. I says, you know, I says, we got a good town hall in case something bad happens. he didn't quite understand where I was going for. He says, we can, if something bad happens, we can put people there temporarily for a shelter. I says, yeah, granted, it's not a lot of people, but if need be, we can take some of our residents, or we can take residents from another town or city of Beaver Dam or Columbus. We can put them there for a night or just a few hours till things get settled down to where we can get people back to where they need to be. So, yeah, that's why
that has been talked about, too.
I do agree wholeheartedly with the way the town's wants to stay rural. I totally agree with that. I think that some of these subdivisions pop up in areas, and it just creates more problems. You know, farmers are out, say, spreading manure or doing their field work late at night or early in the morning. People start calling and complaining. Well, hey, this is where you move to. You don't like it, you shouldn't have moved out here.
Yeah. Yeah, when you drive out there, you see a lot of the farmlands, you know what kind of community you're moving into there in the town of Calamus. Dave, want to move on to you now. And obviously you've been serving in the town roughly around a decade, I believe you had mentioned. It's been...
Well, actual elected town board. But I've been involved with it for like the last 23 years,
so
since 2002.
Several decades you have had some sort of capacity to enroll in. Maybe a different question, Dave, for you, but what makes you still want to do it? What still is the passion in you that makes you want to serve the Calamus community, and you still want to rerun for a seat on the town board?
I believe I have a lot to offer. And one thing we really need on any board like that is continuity. I'm going to bring up the name of a good friend of mine, and he was well known in this community as a very active person in community involvement. Tom Stebbins served on the board for a number of terms. Unfortunately, we lost Tom to a tragic accident. And at the time, it was me in the position that George is running for now, Tom in the position I'm presently at, and then our present town chairman, John Krause Jr. And it really left us in a bind in that we didn't have anyone to slide into the Supervisor 1 position. It took a couple of months. Now, I absolutely do not want to think of the worst thing happening that could happen, but if something would happen to Mr. Krause, that he becomes incapacitated, or in the most absolutely horrible thing to think of, his untimely death, we need someone that can step in there, continuity, that could step in and help run our township. And the chairman is obviously a very integral part of that, and I feel that I could do that.
Again, with us here today on Community Comments are a couple of gentlemen running in the upcoming race for the town of Calamus supervisor positions. With us is the current Supervisor 1, Dave Stunney, and also with us here today is George Stagner, who is running for the Supervisor 2 seat. The current incumbent for that supervisor seat is Jake Rake. But Dave, I want to stick with you here, and if you are reelected to the Supervisor 1 seat there in the town of Calamus, what is your vision for the next 5 to 10 years there in the town?
Well, to continue with our fiscal conservancy, I guess you want to say, we don't spend money will-nil. However, we do what our residents ask us to do. Some people have said that we turn our trucks over too fast. Which I don't agree with. The only way that you maintain the investment and that we have been entrusted to with our town residents is to make sure that we're trading those trucks when they still have some value to them. And our trucks we're talking about going out primarily in the winter months to plow snow with. And any kind of preventative maintenance is fine, but your best bet is to turn them over. And we do have a plan where we'd, in a perfect world, we'd like to do it every 5 years. That don't always happen. Sometimes it's in between 5 and 10 years, but no more than that. We had a truck one time that just wasn't working out that we had to get rid of, I guess you want to say. Yeah. But, I mean, and it's still to maintain our rural heritage.
Yeah.
We all know that dirt is not made in a lab. And we got a total line on what can be built, and we've been doing a very good job of that. But we need to keep doing that. And as far as growth of the township, it's hard to put the two together when we want to keep our rural heritage.
Sure.
And then look for growth. One of our pretty successful industry or business partners out there is the United Co-op, you know. Anything out of the South Beaverdam area, though, it stays rural. And I think that's the way we want to keep it. But we want to keep maintaining our road system. Due to laws, we are strapped on what we can actually levy every year for our taxes. But we do the best that we can to maintain our road system. And that's what I would really like to, you know, see done. Maintain our capital assets as well as we can. That includes our town hall and our salt shed that was built a number of years ago. And be good stewards of all the other assets we have.
Fantastic. George, I also pose the same question to you. If elected for that Supervisor 2 seat in the town of Calamus, what do you envision the town looking like in 5 to 10 years from now?
Hopefully very similar to what it is right now.
Yeah.
I agree with Dave with the plow trucks, Ned. If you hold them for 20, 25, 30 years, one, your trading value is going to be next to nothing. I've been in and out of with the trucking industry most of my life, so I know how that works. You can't let something sit, and it's one, it's going to start to nickel and dime you to death, and you don't want, I mean, you got to repair everything all the time, but there's a point at which you got to cut your losses and say, this needs to go down the road. So you can't, and you don't want to send it down the road and get $2,000, $3,000 for it. The last truck, I believe, David, got over $40,000 for
right.
it. I think it was 10 to 12 years old. That's what you got to do, because that's, you know, people think, well, you know, that isn't very good. Well, that's $40,000 that we didn't have to come up with taxes for. We saved the town board. So now you take that same truck, you get $5,000 for it. There's $35,000 to $45,000 that we had to come up with where we don't have to if we trade them in. I like the rural part of it. I like it to stay rural. You know, people might think, oh, you lived in the city, you want to expand? No, 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 no. Trust me, I hated every day I lived in the city. I just did that because I needed to at the time.
Yeah.
But, I like, and pretty much like Dave said, the town does a good job of fiscal responsibility, and you need to keep that. Once in a while, yeah, you're going to have to raise taxes every now and then, but don't go outrageous, you know. So we don't, the trucks that they buy with stuff that's needed. You don't see them with all kinds of stuff they don't need.
Running short on time here on Community Comment today, with the few minutes we do have left, I want to give our guests one last opportunity. George, we'll start with you here. And I look at this as sort of a 30-second elevator speech. Why should, when people head to the polls on April 1st, why should they put down George Stegner for Supervisor 2 there in the town of Calamus?
Like I say, I want to be a voice for everybody. You know, don't be afraid to come talk to me, and I will talk to you. I want to be on the board. You know, I've seen how government runs. I've been on the fire department for 27 plus years. You know, I got an idea how things go. I got contacts with people in the construction industry, because I work construction and trucking. You know, it's not hard to get a hold of people, get things done. I want to keep doing what we're doing. That's what I want to do. And ask Dave. I'm somebody that if you ask me my opinion, I'm going to give you my opinion. You know, I'm not one that's going to sit in the town board meeting and not say nothing. I will have a voice and I will have an opinion. And if somebody tells me, hey, this is what your opinion should be, well, I'll listen to you. And maybe that needs to be brought up. If you need to be something brought up, something should be brought up.
Dave, what's your elevator pitch for, again, why should people reelect Dave Stunning for the Supervisor 1 seat in the town of Calamus?
Well, again, to continue with the continuity of the board. But even aside from that, common sense and vote for my public administration experience. I work as an accountant with the College of Ag and Life Sciences and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, which is not as important as it sounds. But aside from that, I have experience with the township. I've taken a long, very long, decades-long interest in the operation of our township, making almost every meeting in these last 23 years, except when I got laid up with a serious illness 18 years ago, where I had to miss 6 months or so. I take it seriously, and I enjoy doing it and would like to continue serving.
Again, I want to thank our guests here on Community Comment this afternoon. Again, joining us on the program this afternoon are George Stegner, who is the candidate for the Supervisor 2 seat there in the town of Calamus. Also, we have with us this afternoon Dave Stunney. He is the Supervisor 1 incumbent in the town of Calamus. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for coming in on Community Comment today.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for your time, Kevin.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.